Okay, here we go. Take two. This is... I don't have the entire day off, but I don't have to go do anything work-related until about 4 p.m., maybe 5 p.m., something in that range. Oh my God, it's wonderful. Went trail running this morning, rode the bike down to the trailhead, did my first trail running of the spring or whatever the hell it is, because it could still snow at any moment because it's Colorado. And it was good. It was very good because I need it. I needed the exercise and the fresh air and I'd say peace and quiet, but I didn't have peace and quiet because I was listening to the Dick Show. Because I had to purge some anger from my system. I'm not going to give you the long story here because there is no long story to give you. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. I'm the first person to tell people, hey, when you fuck up in life, you don't beat yourself up over it because it doesn't do any good. And I know this intellectually, but knowing things intellectually and actually doing them are two fucking different things, as we all know. Yeah, those of us who have agency and who actually do things, we know this. So anyhow, here's the short version, is I failed. I pussied out. I made the mistake of waiting too long. I didn't go in fast enough and hard enough. And I did not get the opportunity to ask this smokingly hot babe if she would go out with me. Now, of course, there's a 98.7% chance she was going to say no, but that's not the fucking point. The point is, I failed to do my part, which was giving her the opportunity to say yes or no. And even though I know I shouldn't beat myself up over shit like this, and I'm not like beating myself up like slamming my head into the wall and slitting my throat and shit, but I'm just really aggravated, I can't talk, really aggravated with myself for just not fucking doing it. And here comes some more text messages, which are not from cute girls. They are from coworkers, because of course there's a disaster. Of course he has one in his glove box, because that's exactly the sort of thing that he would have in his glove box. God. All right, but that's good, because that saves me from having to deal with it, thank God. All right. So anyhow, I needed to get out on the trail this morning and do the biking and listen to the Dick Show and get some laughs. And before we get into what we're going to talk about today, courtesy of Adam Piggott, found this over at his website this morning when I fired up the RSS reader. On the episode of The Dick Show I'm listening to, the guy who runs the Kiwi Farms website is talking about how people have attempted to shut down his website. And it doesn't matter what his website is, okay? Google it or whatever, Kiwi Farms. It doesn't matter. But he's not a leftist. Or maybe he is a little bit of a leftist. But people are trying to shut down his website. And in the process of doing this, they are swatting him. They are trying to report him for pedophilia and all this other stuff. And I have to emphasize to those of you on the right that these are the tactics of the people on the left, calling the SWAT team. Oh, he said that somebody called the school where he went to high school and made a bomb threat and said they were him. Right? These are all leftists doing these things. And both Dick and the Kiwi Farms guy are sitting here on the podcast talking, and I'm paraphrasing greatly. But once again, they're doing this thing that those of you who have already lost to the left, you've already lost, right? Western civilization is gone. White people are being replaced. You have already lost. You cannot win. Because you have this. I don't know if I want to call it a perversion, a degeneracy, a mental problem, a mental illness. I don't know exactly what it is, but you have this clinging to the high road. Well, we can't do the things to them that they do to us. Oh, we have to stay on the high road. You know, we have to be better than that. That's my fucking favorite. Once again, this is why I don't have sympathy for Jews who got gassed. I can hear them. I can hear them. Well, but son, we have to get on the boxcar. Why, we can't sink to the level of the Nazis and point guns at them and shoot them. We have to do it, son. Because, see, we have to take the high road. We have to be better than they are. We can't kill the people who are trying to kill us. Because then we'll be just like them. Oh, you fucking conserva cuck fags. Just make me nauseous. And this is why when I see you losing, number one, I'm not surprised. And number two, it's hard for me to have sympathy for you. We don't want to be like them. We're going to take the high road. And now I see all of you conservative fags turning to Jesus. It's like women. They get old, they get fat, and they can't find a man. So they turn to Jesus for absolution. And you cucks, you're losing. You're losing and you're losing. And the Trump and Fuhrer didn't save you. No, so now, oh, Jesus, let's go back to religion. If we just had more Christianity, then everything would be okay. No, Christianity cannot save you as long as you're walking around with this attitude of, we can't stoop to their level. That's not what we're here to talk about today. What's going on here? Is any of this important? Nope, okay. Here we go. Fired up, Adam Pigott's. Website today, he has a post, actions have consequences, and it links to a video. So I flipped over to look at the video, see what it was. I've only watched about the first half of this video, and I just stopped. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to podcast about today, because I needed to do something. And I wasn't in a mood. Because I was pissed off at myself for failing to ask the hot babe out, I wasn't really in a mood to podcast, but I need to podcast. After this, I'm going to go to the gym, I think. Oh, yeah, it's past 1 o'clock. God, I went to the gym on Tuesday. Boy, did I make a mistake. I got there about 11:40, and at 12 noon, it filled with all of these people that you can tell what they're doing. It's like a class, and it's all these people. Oh, we're going to take our lunch break and go to the gym. And it was just packed with, you know, people who are obviously, most of them were obviously not putting a lot of effort. Once again, when I see some woman, when I see a fat woman doing bicep curls, you know, with the 5-pound weights, like, sweetie, you're not doing anything. You are not doing any. Will you please get out of my way? So yeah, I should have known better, because I've made this mistake before, going to the gym during the noon to one time frame. And it's always a disaster. But as sometimes happens with the great one, I had this moment of stupidity. You know, such as when you fail to ask really hot babes if they want to go out with you. You know, little moments of stupidity that make you sit around and kick yourself in the ass. Because, gosh, if only you could be a virgin toe and just not like girls anymore. But you do, because they're cute and cuddly, and they smell nice. Well, sometimes some of them smell nice. All right, moving on. Moving the fuck on. Here's the video. It's called UNC. Student arrested, charged after attack. Warning, offensive language. All right, here we go. And I'll put the video in the show notes if I remember, which I might.
Take your backpack off. I'm going to put your hands on your back.
And fortunately, there's subtitles. I cannot believe this is happening.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
I don't know who these people are. Created equal films? Never heard of them.
This says,
what does it say on this? This says a warning.
Ma'am, don't steal the sign. You can't steal.
Okay, so there's a sign warning abortion victim something something, and this little chubby college girl just snatched the sign away from the guy who's holding it, and she's walking off with it, and the guy's saying, you can't steal the sign.
The sign, you're on camera stealing a sign. Sam!
You're on camera stealing a sign. Now we got a behind shot of her. We can see that her ass is too wide. She needs to lose weight. And what is it? Abortion victim photos ahead is what I think the sign says. So it's a sign held by an anti-abortion protester. And I'm assuming it looks like it's a college campus, because I would say it's a college campus because the architecture is terrible. But nowadays the architecture is terrible everywhere because architecture is dead, because everything is, all jobs, including architectural jobs, are filled based on affirmative action, not on talent. And as Aaron Clary points out in Worthless, architecture is one of those degrees that looks like it is worth something, but it's actually really easy, so a lot of stupid people get architectural degrees. Okay, anyway, so she snapped the sign and she's walking away. It's also raining in the video, which is why the sound is the way it is. And the guy, who I think he has a body cam on, which is this, it's fantastic. I think he's got a body cam is what's going on. And so she's stolen the sign from him. She took it out of his hands and she's walking away, and now he's following her.
Officer, she's stealing a sign.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a body cam based on, because his arm just went into the shot. So she's
and
walking
about
away.
To walk right into a police officer who you're committing theft right now.
You're committing theft right now. Isn't it fascinating how leftists just don't understand private property? Until, of course, once again, I've said this before, anytime a leftist tries to tell you that about private property is bad and all this other shit, just reach over and take their fucking iPhone and walk off with it. And see how fast these pieces of shit will suddenly magically believe in private property. So she's stealing this guy's sign.
Don't throw it over. Don't do it.
And she's apparently trying to throw it like over a rail onto a ceiling or something like that. Now they finally caught up to her.
Don't do that.
Steal a sign.
Now the cop is on the scene. That's him saying, did you steal their sign?
I just moved it.
She just moved it. The cop says, did you steal their sign? The little leftist, communist, feminist, statist, Bernie Sanders voting cunt said, I just moved it. I just moved it. Great one. Did you rape that woman? Well, no, Your Honor. I just moved her legs. I moved her legs apart, and I moved the lips of her vagina apart. I just moved some things. I did not rape her. Of course not. I just moved some things. Okay, moving something that belongs to someone else without their permission would be the definition of theft. But of course, you're a female college student. It's not like you could possibly understand. So, oh, by the way, she's white. She is a white college student, middle, upper class. You know, never experienced a hardship in her life. Never experienced discomfort in her life. Her entire life, her ass has been kissed by everyone around her because she has a vagina. Did you steal their sign? Oh, no, I just moved it. I just moved it. Great one. Did you shoot that leftist? No, Your Honor, I just moved the bullet. I just moved the bullet from my gun into his head. I didn't kill anyone. I just moved the bullet. I just moved it. These are the people that are kicking your ass in the culture war. Because you have too much integrity to be like them. You have too much integrity to stoop to their level. Oh, you're such good people. You can keep that in mind when you're getting herded into the gas chamber, that you're a good person. I bet a lot of Jews thought that when they were being gassed. But they're thinking, well, you know, I'm going to die, but I'm such a good person.
You just did what?
I just moved it.
You just did what? You just moved it. I just moved it. He said, you just moved it. Really?
Moved it. But you took it. Okay. Who was holding it?
Me. She just ripped it out of my camera. She just ripped it out of my hand.
She just ripped it out of your hand?
Yes.
Why'd you rip it out of his hand?
Because this restricts him in Christ.
Okay, this, that's her tapping on the sign. That sound here. This sign restricts women's rights. The sign, okay, not the legislature, not the laws, not the government that you elected, that you obey, that you pay taxes to, right? No, no, the sign. She took the sign away from him because, quote, this restricts women's rights. Because as we know, here in the United States, women aren't so oppressed. I mean, if you go to a shopping mall, you don't see any stores in the shopping mall that cater to women. Women don't have any money. They don't have access to food or health care. You know, nobody gives a flying fuck about breast cancer, which affects women. Women are absolutely not catered to constantly on television and the internet. No, women are completely fucking oppressed. I mean, they're practically bought and sold as property in the streets. I could walk out right now and just buy a little college girl for probably $10 and do anything I want with her. They're so fucking restricted. Their rights are just restricted like a motherfucker. And it's all because of the sign that this guy is holding. This sign, well, you know, and the wage gap, are holding women down.
Restricts
women's
rights?
He's...
The cop's like, restricts women's rights? He's looking at her like, are you retarded? I gotta play this again.
Yes.
Why'd you rip that out of his hand?
Because this restricts women's rights.
Restricts women's rights?
He's not buying it.
Can you get off the sign, please?
On college campus.
Okay.
Where I go.
Can you get off the sign before you damage his property?
Can you get off the sign before you damage his property? Thank you. You know, and once again, we all know the great one doesn't always particularly like police officers. But this guy is great. He's not buying it. He's not buying it so far. Okay. Now she's handing the sign back to the owner of the sign.
Nope. You're not going anywhere. Right now you're being detained.
Oh yeah, she tried to walk away and the cop's like, no, 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 you're not going anywhere. Yes! Yes! See, once again, this fucking precious little fucking white girl from North America, she's made it this far in life, just having her ass kissed at every moment. And knowing that the police, the professional beta males, will normally show up and protect her and take her side and everything else because she's a 19, 20-year-old white girl from North America who's never experienced discomfort. And she thinks she can just do anything she wants. She just take other people's property and walk away with it because, well, she's a leftist. And because nobody's ever told her the word no before. She's never heard the word no. Her father, if she even has a father, if she wasn't raised by a single mother, her father has completely fucking failed. Completely failed. And this, for the left, see, those of you on the right, you're like, well, we have to persuade people, and we have to have political dialogues, and we have to convince people. No, leftists just see people they disagree with and steal their stuff and destroy it. Those of you on the right who want to take this fucking high road that you're so enamored with, you're trying to negotiate with children. You're trying, there is no try, there's do or do not, and you are doing not, you are not... You are failing, just as I failed to ask the hot girl if she wanted to go out, you are failing to negotiate with these people because you cannot negotiate with terrorists or retarded children. Leftists are retarded children who are terrorists. That's why they accuse you of pedophilia. That's why they fucking call in bomb threats and say they're you. That's why they send the SWAT team to your house. That's why they steal your stuff. And the fact that you fucking retard cucks keep trying to treat these people as moral agents when they are not moral agents, that's one of the reasons you can't win. You cannot win. You cannot win. The Trump and Fuhrer cannot save you. Jesus cannot save you. The wall, even though I'd love to see a wall also, the wall cannot save you. You cannot be saved because you refuse. You refuse to sink to their level. And you can die. You can die with your wonderful fucking standards. Okay, let's get back to this. This is, all right, let's get back to the video. Let me back up just a little bit here. This is, I'm just loving this. Oh my God. I want to find out who this police officer is, and I want to, I don't know, send him something. Box of chocolate, Amazon gift card, I don't know. Property.
Okay. I can't believe y'all protect them.
She says, I can't believe y'all protect them. See, she can't believe the police officer is protecting the property of someone she disagrees with. And you cucks, you want to treat these people as your... Now, you cucks, you're all about the police protecting the property of the people you disagree with. And this is what I'm talking about. You're like, you can't steal things from somebody just because they're a leftist. But leftists are perfectly happy to steal things from you because you're anti-abortion. Do you not understand that you're going to lose? You've already lost. It's just a matter of time. No, sweetie, he's actually doing his job. He's protecting the property of other people from theft. That's what police officers are paid to do. Setting aside all jokes about donuts and stuff, that's one of the things they should be doing. Now, we all know legally police officers are not actually responsible, blah, blah, blah. Yet I'm saying in a theoretical world, the police should perform many functions such as protecting people's property from theft. The guy is fucking doing the right thing. Shut your little fucking pampered white bitch ass up. And the cop says, nope, you're not going anywhere. I love it. I love it. I want to hear it again. I'm back. I want to hear it again.
I can't believe y'all
You're not going anywhere.
Yes!
Right now you're being detained.
You are being detained, bitch.
Larceny? You stole his sign.
Yeah, she detained for what? Oh my God, you've got to watch the expression on this police officer's face when he says, larceny?
I can't believe y'all protected.
You're not going anywhere. Right now you're being detained, okay?
Detained for what?
Larceny? You stole his sign.
Oh my God, it's awesome! He's like, larceny? It's like hilarious. Oh my God. And she says, he has it back.
He has it back.
Okay, yeah, I got it from you.
I moved it 50 yards.
I only moved it 50 yards. I only moved it 50 yards. Officer, I only moved the lips of her vagina apart from each other by 4 inches. I mean, that's the girth of my dick. I only moved her vagina lips apart by 4 inches.
I don't care if you moved it 1 foot. You don't have a right to take someone's property.
Bam!
Okay, period.
Period!
I don't care.
Oh my God, you gotta see her face. She is just in disbelief. She's, once again, she's never been told no. She has no father in the home. She has no parenting. She's never heard the word no before. All right, I gotta back up. I swear to God, I could masturbate to this.
Because I got it from you.
I moved it 50 yards.
I don't care if you moved it 1 foot. You don't have a right to take someone's property, okay? Period.
She looks like she is about to cry.
I don't care what the circumstance is. You don't have a right to take anyone's property. He was holding it, therefore it was his, and you took it. Okay? I know you may not agree with what's being said, but you don't have a right to take someone's property, period. Okay?
No, she doesn't understand this. See, and this is the thing, the left does not understand this. They don't get it. Wait, hang on 1 second. I gotta respond to an email, so it'll only take a second. God, I love this keyboard. This fucking keyboard I have is just fantastic. All right. And bam. Nope, that's not what I need. See, now I gotta... God damn it. What? Oh God, hang on. All right, that's wonderful, sweetheart. Where Audacity? Where are you? There you are. Okay, back. Great one. Stop fucking around. All right, here we go. By the way, this is about where I stopped watching. So this is all new territory. She's not trying to get arrested. Oh, you're not trying to get arrested. Well, guess what, sweetie? It doesn't matter if you're trying to get arrested or not. You stole somebody else's property. Once again, so after I rape a woman, I'm going to say, well, Your Honor, I'm not trying to go to jail. He's going to be like, oh, well, hold on, great. So you only moved the lips of her vagina 4 inches apart and you're not trying to go to jail. Well, fuck, case dismissed. Once again, women especially do not understand that other people exist other than as objects to serve the needs of them. Right? Remember, I've explained this before. When a woman sees you, she doesn't actually see you unless you can serve a purpose to further her needs. Wants, I should say, wants. Right, like if she wants some dinner bought for her, if she wants a ride someplace. As soon as you can't fulfill a want that she has, as far as she's concerned, you just don't exist anymore. And that's why women can't understand private property, and this is why letting them vote is a stupid fucking idea. I'm not trying to get arrested. I just don't agree with what's... No, it doesn't matter what you agree with. You don't get to take a... So he says, you got your ID on you? Let's see what happens.
No!
No!
Am I being arrested right now?
I won't mess with the sign again. Your Honor, I won't rape that woman again. She didn't say, I won't steal other people's property again. She said, I will not... Hold on, let me see if I'm right. Make sure I'm not bullshitting. Let me make sure I'm not... Okay, well, I won't mess with the sign again. Your Honor, okay, I will not rape that woman again. Oh, well, great one. You're free to go. It's totally okay. All you had to do is just tell us you wouldn't rape that woman again. Everything's okay now. Thanks for coming in, great one. I mean, what fucking world? And this is the thing. This is the world that leftists live in. And once again, this is the world that you cucks allow them to live in. This college exists because cucks keep sending their children to the college. The college exists because cucks keep paying their fucking taxes that support the college. The college exists because the cucks won't go burn the fucking thing down. Because, oh, we don't want to stoop to their level. By the way, how does she not have any ID on her?
Okay, well, I won't mess with the sign again. Do you have ID on you? Yeah.
Whoa, 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 freeze.
I'm not trying to get arrested. I just don't agree with
that. Do you have ID on
you? No.
Okay. You guys might remember this story. The great one, I was riding my bicycle across the SU campus one day, and I was going the wrong way down the fucking road, and a cop stopped me. And so he says, yeah, do you got any ID on you? And I said, no, I don't have any ID. And he says, okay, well, I'll give you a ticket, and you got to go to court and everything. He says, are you affiliated with the college? And I said, no. And he says, okay, well, I got to give you a ticket, and you got to go to the courthouse or what the fuck ever. He says, and I can't just pay. He said, well, no, if you were associated with the university, yes, but since you're just a non-affiliated person, you got to do this whole other thing. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I said, well, you know what, man? I totally fucking lied to you. I do work at the university, and I know you can fuck me hard for that, and here's my university ID card. And thank God, because he could. And that's my point. I lied to him about my affiliation with the university and having an ID on me at the time, and he could have fucked me hard. This stupid bitch just lied to the cop. She, right here, you heard it. He said, do you have any ID? She says, no. And then he says, do you have any ID? And she says, yes. She just lied to a police officer. Now, the great one would be the first to sit here and say that lying to a police officer is kind of bullshitty and everything. We're not talking about that today. We're not in Ancapadice. This is not Ancapadice. There's no fucking Ancapadicing going on here today. Give a flying fuck about anarcho-capitalism right now. Not a flying fuck. Okay? We're talking real fucking world that we live in right now. We're talking 100 fucking percent reality. The stupid little fucking middle-class white girl, pampered middle-class white girl, just lied to a cop after committing larceny and stealing someone else's property.
Am I being arrested right now?
Okay, why not you
carry my hair up? Okay, well, I won't mess with the sign again.
Do you have ID on you?
Yeah.
That's
messy. You can definitely tell. Yeah? Oh my God. Oh my God. All right, she's taking off her backpack to get out her ID. I cannot believe these are the people you're trying to protect. See, once again, cucks, the leftists do not believe you should be protected from theft simply because you think abortion is murder. This is your enemy, that you don't have the balls to confront on the same battlefield where they are confronting you. Because, ooh, you got your fucking high road and you got your Jesus. Let me back up so we can hear the police officer's response.
You can definitely tell I'm the mayor.
I cannot believe these are the people
who are I'm not trying to pit them, but I do have to enforce the law, okay? That's just how it is, alright?
And she's like shaking her head. Once again, see, the leftists don't think the protection of the law should apply to people who disagree with them. You fucking cucks, you do. That's why you're losing. That's why you're losing. Once again, the leftists do not care. The leftists will destroy your life. The leftists do not have compassion. The leftists hate you. They will happily kill you. And you just cuck your way down the high road. Just cucking away. Just cucking down that high road. Hey, let's pull into the cuck stop over here and get some more cuck. We don't want to run out of any cucking while we're cruising down the high road on our way to the great replacement.
Do you see us being subjected to this shit?
Okay, well, this is public display. Okay.
Do you see us being subjected to this shit? Oh, you poor thing. You can't look the other way? What about the shit I'm subjected to when I have to see 10-year-old boys with their faces right in some homosexual's crotch as he's wearing a G-string? I mean, once again, I'm a white girl from North America. I can't experience discomfort. I'm being subjected to people who disagree with me. Why, obviously, you're a patriarchal hater of women.
This is how it is, alright?
Do you see us being subjected to this shit?
Okay, well, this is a public display, okay? They have a right to be here. If you don't like their views, you can go away.
If you're... If you don't like their... And oh my god, she looks like she's about to cry. If you don't like their speech, you can go away. No, she can't, actually. Because to go away would require agency. Women haveth not the agency. Because they have been so pampered throughout their lives. So pampered throughout their lives. They don't even have the agency to look away from something that hurts their feelings. Thank you, cucks, for letting them vote. I'm so happy you let them into the workplace, too.
You don't have to watch them. You don't have to be with
them. They're here because they want us to watch them.
Okay. Well, then you can ignore them.
No, she can't.
That takes away their power. Just that simple. Okay?
It doesn't matter how much you ignore them. They're going to come back.
Kind of like thoughts on the internet.
They're going to come back again. And this is why women have such a problem getting abortions in...
She said that with a straight face. Oh my god, this victim sh- I didn't hear this again.
And this is why women have such a problem getting abortions in North Carolina.
Really? They do?
And don't just let them get away with this shit. Okay.
Yes, because I know in North Carolina, every time a woman tries to go get an abortion, some anti-abortion protester jumps into the clinic and pushes the abortionist aside and turns off the vacuum cleaner and grabs the woman and drags her out and takes her down to his basement and keeps her down there until the baby pops out. Yeah, women are having such a difficult time getting them. Now, they're strong and independent. Got their fish bicycles. They can do anything. Hell, they're smarter than men. They're better than men. You know, men are stupid. Men are just a bunch of knuckle-dragging fuckers. I mean, you know, women go to college more than men, and they're smarter than men, and they make better fighter pilots, but golly, they just can't get that fucking baby out of their cooch. I don't know, apparently, what, have all the coat hangers in North Carolina been collected up and fucking taken away? Well, what difficulty getting an abortion are you fucking talking about? Man, that was a side splitter. This is golden. Thank you, Adam Pickett. Thank you, Adam Pickett. cannot believe y'all. I cannot believe y'all yet let people who disagree with me exist. How can you do this? And she's just standing here looking so sad. Just looking like, oh my God. Yes! She's being arrested!
You admitted to taking a sign.
Yes, you did.
All I did was I just walked over here.
All I did, officer, I just walked over there. I just spread her legs apart. I just put my I spread the lips of her vagina apart by 4 inches. I just moved her vagina apart 4 inches. That's all I did, officer. It's not rape. I you can't arrest me.
Give it back to her.
Well,
I don't
know that, man. I didn't know that. I came over here and then you rested against the sign. So listen, we need to make this difficult and call the scene. Take your backpack off. Turn around and put your hands on your back.
Yes!
I cannot believe this happened.
She is.
Is there something else that
no,
I can do?
No, no, there's not. No, there's nothing else you can do, you stupid little cunt. You can stop stealing other people's property, but it's too late for that. Because you didn't have a father. No one fucking raised you to understand private property because you're a spoiled little socialist fucking bitch. And now, oh, goddamn, suddenly, you know all those laws that you love and those police officers? You love it when police officers, like, would take guns away from people and shit like that, right? You love when the police enforce laws against people you don't like. But now, suddenly, that a law is being enforced against you, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful.
I just told you you're under arrest. I cannot unarrest you.
Oh, I cannot. This guy is the bomb. Oh, man. Oh, I cannot unarrest you. Oh, I gotta hear that again. Oh, this is so wonderful.
I just walked it over here. I was gonna give it back to him.
Well, I
just
love that, man.
Oh yeah, I love that too. I was going to give it back to him. No, you weren't. Let's see. Well, Your Honor, I just spread the lips of her vagina apart with my dick. I was going to put the lips of her vagina back together. I was going to do that.
I didn't know that. I came over here and then you rested against the sign. So listen, we need to make this difficult and call the scene. Take your backpack off. Turn around and put your hands behind your back.
I cannot believe this
is happening. Right now I'm asking you that.
Is there something else that I can do?
No. I just told you you're under arrest. I cannot unarrest you.
Oh my God, it's fantastic! Oh, this is so good. This is so good. This is so good. Oh, I just gotta stop and just breathe for a minute. You guys gotta give me a second here. Oh my God, I have not had this much fun. Oh, this is wonderful. I am so happy right now. I'm so happy. You also need to lose some weight, sweetie.
Put your hands together.
There it is. I'm taking her away. Oh, yes. Yes. She's cuffed and being taken down the sidewalk. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, that was orgasmic. All right, that just made my fucking day, man. I can't follow this. I mean, there's just nothing else to say.